Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. The Permian Basin in Texas has some of the world's thickest deposits of rocks and is rich with oil and gas. And right now, there is an oil boom going on. The cities of Midland and Odessa are the center of oil production in the region, with the lowest unemployment in Texas right now, the fastest growing GDP in the country. But the towns also have a history of oil busts. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Mose Bouchel of KUT reports on the pitfalls of prosperity for Midland, Odessa, and beyond.
Hi there. Could I get two jalapeno cheese kolaches?
Yes.
It's not often that you walk into a donut shop, ask the guy next to you about the town he lives in, and hear this.
Oh, it's terrible. Everything's overpriced. Food is overpriced. Living is overpriced.
But that's what I heard on a recent visit to the Permian Basin. My donut shop companion didn't want his name on the air. He works in the oil fields, and his company had just held a meeting warning him away from reporters. But here's how he says oil field workers feel about living in one of the most prosperous parts of the country.
No one's changing their lifestyles and, you know, buying houses and cars. Everybody's just trying to make as much as they can and wait for this boom to be over and get out.
Among the complaints, housing is impossible to find, traffic is terrible, and there's nothing to do. The sentiment isn't limited to oil field workers from out of town. Texas writer Larry McMurtry famously dubbed Odessa the worst town on earth. Many natives of the area, even those who may have defended their towns before the boom, have taken to venting online. Once I got back to the studio, I found a guy who helps make that possible.
This is Jared.
Jared Burkett started the Facebook page Midland, Texas Memes and Jokes. With over 21,000 members, it's part jokes page, part forum on the trials and tribulations of living in Midland.
It's a joke that when people ask, you know, what is there to do here, everyone says go to the airport and fly somewhere else, because that's about the only things you can do.
Now, before I go any further, I should mention, Midland and Odessa are two separate towns with different reputations. One's said to be more corporate. The other's a little edgier. There's even a saying about it.
You raise your kids in Midland and you raise hell in Odessa. Something like that.
But the boom has pushed the two cities closer economically and geographically into a sort of southwestern twin cities. Burkett says they're becoming more and more alike. And those problems people talk about, they stem from the same thing.
This is a pretty well-known phenomenon. We have ghost towns and boom towns. So it isn't something that's very new.
Susan Christofferson is a professor of city and regional planning at Cornell University. She says a lot of the negatives on Burkett's Facebook page are mirrored in drilling towns from North Dakota to small communities in the shale plays of Pennsylvania. For example, in Midland, Odessa, people complain about the housing crunch and the lack of things to do. So why are there still empty storefronts like you'd find in less prosperous cities? Chalk it up to the boom-bust cycle. The town has seen good times before and bad. In the 70s, a massive oil boom flooded the region with jobs and money. In the early 80s, the bottom fell out and a lot of people lost a lot of money.
Because of the boom-bust cycle, investors are scared off.
City governments can respond by spurring construction. In Midland, there's even a plan to give tax breaks for a downtown skyscraper. But history shows that's a risky prospect.
The question is, who's going to be in there after the drilling rigs leave? You need other kinds of industry.
See, there's this huge influx of businesses and workers who won't be staying if this boom busts, like the guy I met at the donut shop.
Once everybody leaves, what are they going to do? It's going to be another, you're going to see tumbleweeds crumble down here, you know? Place is going to close, you know?
To stop that fate, Christofferson says, boom towns need to diversify by bringing in other industries and sock up on money for lean times. Very tricky proposition.
To tell the truth, that's the exception. It's more communities end up in worse shape than end up in better, by far.
Earlier this year, I met with Guy Andrews. He's the director of economic development for the Odessa Chamber of Commerce. He says there's something about Odessa underneath all the problems and prosperity. He describes it as a kind of small town feeling that's appealing, maybe not to everybody, but that will convince some new residents and businesses to stay and invest in the community.
You know, if you like conservative American beliefs and, you know, baseball, apple pie, Chevrolet, and, you know, it's all part of who we are out here.
It's just that right now, he says, with the frantic pace of change, trying to solve the near daily addition of new challenges is a little like trying to drink out of a fire hose. For Here and Now, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin, Texas.
And you're listening to Here and Now.